What do you want in your growler?
I'm usually more of an IPA guy, and I like to go with, I work start with an Imperial IPA and then work my way down.
Okay, great. And what do you want in your growler?
I really like Belgian beers. I like Saisons and Belgian triples and quads because
this is
so
Mike and Bobby Carbonell. They're brothers, and they run a little shop called Growler Country. Here's Bobby again.
Growler Country is a growler filling station. We're one of the first in the state that we offer craft beer from local and national craft breweries for here in pints and to go in growlers.
Behind the bar, they've got 24 taps, and next to the register, they've got their growlers lined up. When someone comes in, they can buy a new bottle and have it filled or drop off their old one in exchange for a clean bottle, kind of like how it was when the milkman made house calls. And that kind of homey feeling extends throughout the store. Really, it feels more like your buddy's garage than a bar. It's comfortable, not too loud, well lit. But it is missing one thing.
So in Florida, we're only allowed to fill anything up to 32 ounces or over 1 gallon. So we only, for our store, we only carry 32-ounce growlers and 128-ounce growlers. We can't do anything in between.
And while not having the 64-ounce option isn't destroying his business, Bobby does support removing the regulation.
But we're doing okay with the 32 and 128, but we'd like to see the change. We'd like to get to free the 64-ounce growler.
And people have been trying to free it for years. Results have been, well, let's just say mixed. Earlier this year, Lakeland Republican Senator Kelly Stargell proposed a bill that allowed growlers, but brought a whole host of other regulations along with it. Fellow Republican Senator Jack Latvala was highly critical of the bill. Here he is last April, just after it passed the Senate.
As a Republican, we're supposed to be, as Republicans, about free enterprise, about leaving the market alone, and, you know, we don't practice what we preach.
The bill died in the House shortly thereafter. In the coming session, Latvala is working on growler legislation. And to do so, he's teaming up with newly elected Republican Representative Chris Sproles. Here's Sproles describing the issue as he sees it.
If people want to buy the product, which clearly they do, if people want to buy a 64-ounce growler, then you know, where's government going to come in here and step in and say, well, you know, why do you need the 64? They want to purchase it. So it is stifling business if you have a product and people want to buy it and they're unable to.
Part of the problem with earlier attempts, Sproles says, is the bills were too expansive.
Our view is that this piece of legislation should be a standalone bill that affects the growler and only the growler.
And Sproles has good reason. Critics of the bill that failed last session suggested lobbyists for major beer distributors, a group that has long opposed allowing growlers, were pushing for extra regulations to either sink the bill or get special considerations. But now it appears that might not be an issue.
We're mobilizing an industry-wide coalition to make this new container size legal. No strings attached.
That's a video produced by the Beer Industry of Florida, a lobbying group that represents distributors primarily focused on Miller Coors products. If they do in fact stand down, or even lobby in favor of growler legislation, then the big bottles could be coming to a store near you soon. And Bobby Carbonell's all right with that.
We love the craft beer industry. We want to see it keep growing, and, if it can legalize the 64-ounce growler and make the breweries more competitive and help us do a little bit more business, that'd be great.
But if past experience is any guide, there are still plenty of twists and turns along the way. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.